shouldn't have done that. It shouldn't have caused this device to burn out, so it no longer working. See, sometimes as Christians, we allow outside things in our life. We allow things around us. We allow different situations. We allow stress. We allow problems. We allow difficulties. We allow different situations, things that shouldn't burn us out. We allow them to burn us out. We, even though we may have the power source, we all have the power source. Understand that everyone in here has the power source. Everyone in here has God the Father and God the Son. And God gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us the Holy Spirit. So we have God the Father, we have God the Son, and we have the ability to make the final connection, to make the final hookup, to bring in the Holy Spirit, to find a connection that connects the two together. And when that happens, like that projector, we should then perform and do the things that God created us to do. If we don't allow outside sources to burn us out, to burn us up. So my question today, are you doing? Have you allowed some outside source to mentally put you in a cage, to mentally put you in a lock you up and chain you? Have you allowed something that's going on in your life, something that's going on your job, something that's going on around you, something that is going on in the world? Have you allowed it to keep you from doing what it is that God would have for you to do? Today, we want to talk about breaking mental chains. Hallelujah. Somebody said, "Well, I don't have it. Now, let me tell you something about mental chain. Even when you got these situations that locks up your belief, when you got these situations that chain up your faith, when you got these situations that keep you believing that God can still do miracles in your life, no matter what's going on, no matter the situation, God can still do miracles in your life. Hallelujah. No matter how bad it looked, no matter how dark it looked, no matter how beat down you might feel, and we all feel beat down sometimes. We all feel like giving. Come on, can somebody agree with me today? We all feel like giving up sometimes. Hallelujah. There's time when we all feel like throwing in the towel. When we feel like we got more black eyes than what we can take. We can't take another one. We've been bruised in the stomach. We can't take no more hits. When we've been beat up all in the back, all against the head, we can't take no more let. Anybody here feel right now you can't take no more letdowns? Do you feel like you had that final letdown that will break the camel's back? Well, let me tell you that you can't allow that to happen. Because let me tell you right now, even your mama, even God the Father, even God the Son, even God the Father and God the Son in connection with the Holy Ghost, when you get burnt up in that situation, you won't work. And you say, Jesus is God the Son. Why can't he just break in there? he see me in this situation. Why won't he just break in? Anybody ever ask yourself that question? Or ask God, why don't you do so? You see me. You see me here getting beaten up. You see me. It seems like I'm going low and low can go. Why? Sometimes we wonder, why won't he just step in and do something? Well, let's go to Matthew. Let me see if I can answer that question for you today. And hopefully, after I answer that question from that day, if you can move this one situation out of the way, you just can move it out of the way. Let's go to Matthew, the 13th chapter, and we're going to be in verses 53 through 58. Somebody say Matthew. Chapter 13. Verse 55. And we're going to mosey over to verse 58. Excuse me, 53. We're going to start at 53 and we're going to mosey over to 58. Hallelujah. Matthew 13 and 53. It says that when Jesus finished teaching with these stories, he left there. Jesus was teaching. He was sharing, he was healing, he was working miracles, he was giving sight to the blind, he was cleansing lepers, he was the people who couldn't walk the lane, who couldn't walk anymore. Jesus was doing all types. Where he was at, he was teaching with one. The people was amazed with what he was saying, and he was doing all these miracles, and he was helping all these people, and he was doing all of these great things. And then it said that he went to the town where he grew up. He taught the people in the synagogue, and they was amazed. He was in the synagogue teaching them. He was talking with wisdom. He was telling and sharing all kinds of things, so much so that they was amazed at what he was saying. They said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and his power to do miracles?" First of all, they're questioning. They don't heard about Jesus because he's been around a while, and they know about the miracle that Jesus has done. So the first thing they do, that number one, they're questioning who he is. See, sometimes we question who God is in your life. Sometimes we question, is he really a healer? Sometimes we question, is he really a way maker? Sometimes we question, can he really get me out of this situation? Have you ever been there? When you wonder, can God Almighty get me out of this situation? Well, they was questioning. And then they come back and say, isn't he just the son of a carpenter? He ain't nobody but the son. He ain't nobody but the son. And see, some of them was probably where he was at before he got to where he's at now. Some of them probably saw him do miracles. Some of them probably saw him give sight to the blind. Some of them probably saw him make the lepers walk again. Some of them make the lepers be cleansed. Some of them probably saw him let the lame man walk. But they said, isn't he the carpenter's we know? Isn't he somebody we know? And said, isn't his mother named Mary? We know him when he had a snotty nosed little kid. We knew him when he was running around barefooted. We knew him when he was acting up. It says, aren't his brother James, Joseph, Simon, and Judah? Don't he have four brothers? Don't we know those four brothers? Didn't they live in the same town that we lived in? It says, where did he come from? How can he do all this? And it said, doesn't all his sisters still live here in town? How is he able to do these things? Here we go. Questioning him again. What we have to do when it comes to God working in our life, we have to remove all of the question marks. You gotta remove the question box about what it is you want God to do. You got to remove the question mark of how you want God to do them. You got to remove the question mark of when God is going to do them. It doesn't matter how long he takes to do it. You got to say to yourself, God, say to yourself, God will do it. You got to say to yourself, God is able to do it. You got to say to yourself, God will work it out. It might not look like it right now that he can do it, but God can and God will. So he says, how is he able to do these things? How? How can a carpenter's son, how can somebody who made beds, somebody who made furniture, how can he speak the way he's speaking? How can he work miracles? How can he do things that he is doing? So because of the questions, because of the situation, they had problems accepting him. So they had a problem accepting him. See, this device right now has got a problem. It's got a problem accepting God the Father, God the Son, and the connection of the Holy Ghost. It has a problem, something inside, something burnt up internally, something burnt up in this machine. So today, I'm asking you internally, have something burnt up inside of your faith? Have something burnt up inside of your belief? Have something burnt up inside of who you are for what God wants you to do? Have. Now, hallelujah. But Jesus said to them, people everywhere give honor to a prophet, but in his own town and in his own home, a prophet has not got any honor. Hallelujah. See, sometimes, even though we may not do it intentionally, but sometimes we don't give God his due. Sometimes we don't give God the awe that we should give him, the wonder that we should give him, the amazement that we should give. Even if things are not going right in your life, give God the awe. Give God the amazing. Be amazed about God. Even if you are in darkness, be amazed about what God can do. We must give him honor no matter what's going on. No matter if we're sick, we should still give him honor. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're sick in your body, you should find some kind of way to stand up on your feet the best that you can and praise God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Even if it hurts when you're standing and give him the praise, you should what? Give him the praise. You can come in, you can get in the presence of God, broke as broke could be. Break past the broke and break in the praise. Y'all didn't get that one. You got to break past the broke and break in the praise. You've got to be willing to give God his praise all the time. See, even if your car is total, guess what? You could be in an accident and you was not hurt, but your car was total. Give God the praise. I'm going to tell you right now. Look. In that situation, on the side of the road, your car total, you get out and you do any number because you look at your car and you wonder, how did I come get over? You look at the car and you see that thing total beat all up, but you can do this. You can do that. You can do this. Right on the side of the road, you should give God the praise. Guess what? Giving God the praise on the side of the road make the insurance come move a lot more quicker. Woo! That claim of justice might be slow normally, but when you give God the praise, he's no longer slow. He moves a little faster. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning and your arm hurt, your back hurt, your legs hurt, and you don't even feel like rolling over, you should find some kind of way to jump up out of that bed and give him a little praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to get verse 58? Verse 58 says, Jesus did not do many miracles there because the people did not believe in him. You can say, how can I have the power source? How can I have the connection but still not believe to the point that everything is coming together and working the way it should? Even. You got the power. You've got the power source. You've got God. He's in your life. You've got the power. And you got the ability for the connection. Don't be like this device where the power light is on. Can you see this? The power light is on, which tells me this device is getting power. The power is doing what it's supposed to be doing. The connection is there. God is working. The Holy Ghost is doing this thing. He's working in your life. He's connected to you. I'm going to tell you right, your light is on. Your light is on. Hallelujah. So if you need to, disconnect. And this device is going in the trash. And we got a new one. Find out how you need to renew your belief, how you need to renew your faith, renew your depending on him, renew your believing in him, renew your standing on him, renew your understanding about who he is, and renew the fact that he says he will. Nowhere in the Bible it says maybe. There is no maybes in God. He will do all things. We just have to. Sometimes we don't want to recognize, but we are the block. May not recognize, but we are the block. Sometimes we are the block. But he's able. He won't break through that free will block that we put up. That's the one thing God won't break through. We put a free will block. He won't break through it. He gave that to us in the beginning. And he's not an Indian giver. So are we allow beliefs? We allow situations? We allow conditions to put up a free will saying to ourselves, I can't do this. I can't do that. And God is saying, I need you to get from where you at to where I need you to be. And you're saying, I'm too afraid to go there. I'm too afraid to do that. I'm too afraid to make that change. God is saying, I need you to get from where you are to where I need you. I need you to get from here because I've got what you need over here. But you say to yourself, over here, I've never done that before. I've never been there before. I never believed that before. I was taught other things. I did other things. I believed other things all up to this time, up to this age. But God said, I can't do anything for you here. I can't break through here. I can't break through here. I can't break through here. That's what God is saying. I can't break through here because you have surrounded yourself with free will. You're here because you want to be here. But you're saying, God, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in this situation. I don't want to be in this condition. But God is saying, then move. Don't let the fear fold you, freeze you here. He said, then move. Get on over here and watch what I can do and what I will do. Hallelujah. Get outside that bubble of safety, that safe zone that you put yourself in, afraid of death, afraid of reaching out, afraid of what might happen. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, when God starts the blessing, the devil is going to start the messing. More God gives you, but that's all good because that is supposed to help you be a muscle. That's your weights. When the situation gets heavy, see, you might be only lifting 100 pounds now, but God wants you to get to 150. See, the extra 25 pounds on each side is situation, conditions, problems. Situation, conditions, problems. Situation, that's the weight. You got to lift it. He wants you to build some more muscles. Build some more muscles. Because when you get here, you're going to have to build some more muscles. Hallelujah. And when you get here, you got to build some more muscles. Because when you're here, you got to build the muscle to handle the weight over here. Get that, Christians? And when you get here, you got to build the muscles to handle the weight over here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is able. And he's ready to do all that we seek and ask him to do. Come on, rest on your feet. Somebody praise the Lord in this house right now. Somebody give God some praises in this house right now. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we thank you right now for who you are. We thank you for being an awesome God. We thank you for being a great God. God, we lift up your hands. We worship you. We praise you. We give you the praise because you're worthy of all of the praise. Father God, we thank you for what you put down upon us. We thank you for sometimes seeing us in a situation because you know you want us to grow out of it. It's to give us strength. It's to give us muscle. It's to get for us to carry on for the next thing that you're ready to give us. Father, we give you the praises because you're worthy of all of the praises. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. Father God, we thank you right now. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for allowing us to overcome. Thank you right now for our healing. Thank you for helping us to increase our faith. Now, Father God, as we go from this place, as we separate on the physical, keep us together on the spirit. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. God bless you. God loves you, and I love you too. Enjoy the rest of your day.